This is Nothing But Truth with Crane Durham.
Welcome back to Crane Durham's Nothing But Truth, where the truth will set you free, or set you free, pardon me, that's what the truth does. AFR Talk, our guest, the author of The Essential American, A Patriot's Resource. Now, what I'm doing now with my family is reading this instead of watching television. And though it's painful for me at times because I'm a television addict, I got to tell you, I just love it because there are things in this book I thought I knew and I didn't know. And if you are looking for a history book that doesn't read like a history textbook that walks you through and says, wow, I know America's great. I didn't know how great it was. The Essential American, A Patriot's Resource. Check it out, please. I will post it on the Facebook. Jackie Gingrich Cushman, our guest. And the one question I have, Jackie, regarding your father, who is leading in the polls, has pretty much, I've said, won every debate. There are a lot of candidates I'm a fan of. I have expressed openly that I am a Bush lover. You know, George W. Bush, I like him, but I'll also criticize his policies. I do the same thing, candidates down the line. I'm a fan of Herman Cain. I'm a fan of Rick Perry. There are things I like about all candidates and everything else. But you're Jackie Gingrich Cushman, and you've written a great book, and your father is Newt Gingrich. And my wife and I were discussing this, Catherine, about public life and how things are said and how somebody can create a headline by just saying something or say things that are not true or they haven't taken the time to get the whole truth or that they are true and they have deep concerns about. Nevertheless, these things, I'll tell you, just from my point of view, they would be hurtful. And I couldn't imagine being a stepfather, my kids hearing this. It would just bum me out. So I ask you, when people make charges or say things about your father regarding his moral character, what do you believe is fair and what do you believe is out of bounds? And fundamentally, do you believe that your father has the moral character to lead this nation?
Well, let me start with what's fair, and I'm going to back up and give you some history, just so you kind of understand.
Great, thank you.
My dad began running for public office when I was seven, and granted, it was not at the national level, but it was for us congressmen, so it was still a big job, and we grew up in a small town, so a big job in a small town is really a really big job because it's a small town, and the first two times he lost. When he ran, so he lost the first two times, and I can remember as a young child going back to my grammar school the next day and having someone in the administration tell me he was glad my father lost. So I tell you that story so you can understand that I've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
What I think certainly is fair game is to your point about policies. I think absolutely we should have a discussion about where people stand and what they believe in because. We're electing someone to run our nation. It is an enormous job, and I think we should constantly and consistently examine policies and positions and understand where they stand. I think that makes total sense for our country. In terms of your question about moral character, let me tell you what I love the most about my father, which fights me for where I am in my life and the future that I hold. I hate to say it, but I'm middle-aged. It's terrible to say about yourself, but I am.
Well, I
recently wrote a column about, the midlife, the midlife update. But what I have seen out of my father in the last little over a decade is a man who has grown in his faith, has grown in his love of God, has grown in his understanding of people, has grown in humility, has grown in his ability to listen to people. And to really be in tune with what's going on. So to me, since I am middle-aged, to see someone, obviously a generation ahead of me, my father, being able to continue to grow and mature, especially in his faith, but also in his personal strengths and also understanding his weaknesses, to me is absolutely breathtaking. It fills me with excitement. And to see someone who understands that he has fallen from grace and that he is only saved by God's grace and he's asked for God's forgiveness. To me, that's exactly the type of president we need, because we've all sinned in different ways. And I think that's what it's all about, is to understand that it's not just accepting God's grace, but also letting God's grace shine through us.
And, well, that is... I appreciate that answer, and I appreciate you taking the time and giving perspective. It is something that is, I don't know, do you get asked this a lot? I mean, are these questions that you take on when being interviewed? Do people try to jackpot you, try to ask about certain things? Because, I don't know, I look at the tone of the debate, and it's poisonous at times. And it's growing that way as the more popular your father gets, and I'm talking about it in the polls, I'm sure the attacks will continue. Even though you've been enduring these from age 7, I'm sure there are times where you've got to say, hey, look, back off.
Well, unlike you, I don't watch much TV in my house anyway, so maybe that's the difference.
That's great. Good for you. Yeah. And my wife is going, you see, Crane, you watch way too much television.
Read more.
That's it. That's the truth. It's certainly great advice. Well, Jackie, it has been a pleasure. It's been an honor. And I want to have you back on in a few months to talk more about this book, because we can talk about it forever. It is wonderful. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Crane, so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You take care. All righty.